Hello and welcome to Social Media Weekly, episode 27th October 2021. It's 27, right? Yes.
Yep.
Social Media Weekly is brought to you by Virtual Palace Marketing, rehumanizing your marketing experience. My name is Sean.
My name is Jay.
This week's news: Facebook may change its name as part of a greater plans to invest into the metaverse. Facebook is planning to change the name of its holding company. Right now, companies Facebook, Instagram, Messenger, WhatsApp, and Oculus are under another holding company called Facebook, with all caps. Very creative name.
Yep.
I understand now why they need to change the name.
Finally, they decided something new.
Yeah. So it feels like a good timing, seeing as they just announced plans to spend billions to push into the metaverse. So for those who don't understand what a metaverse is, it's essentially an AR world where you go into this world, you wear something, go into this world, and you socialize with people in this world. It's not fun to socialize with people in the real world, so you socialize with people in the fake world.
Imagine this, Ready Player One.
Ready Player One. Yep. If you haven't watched the movie, watch it, because Ready Player Two might be coming out.
Yep.
It's also a good timing, seeing as Facebook is going through one hell of a bad PR month since the Facebook Files release.
Yeah.
Those who don't know what the Facebook Files is, you should have been watching social media, watching or listening to Social Media Weekly on a more regular basis. But here's the TLDR. A bunch of ex-employees of Facebook released a lot of files claiming that Facebook, when they had to deal with the question of whether they make profit or they care about the welfare of the users, they always choose profits.
Yep.
Some news articles also reported that the metaverse push is in response to declining sales on its existing platforms, advertisement sales, which I find it quite hard to believe, because Facebook's ads has been more profitable than it's ever been. But there you go. This is just some news articles. Announcement of the new name should be revealed as early as tomorrow, which is 28th of October, during the company's annual Connect conference.
I'm actually looking forward to what name they're gonna change it to instead of just Facebook. I'm just gonna give you, do you know what Google's name was before it was Google?
Well, to be fair, you actually told me before this podcast started, but go ahead.
It's called Backrub.
Backrub, like rubbing your back.
Yeah, like it's funny how names change, and like I'm actually looking forward for what name are they planning to use for?
A lot of journalists have been keeping an eye on the names that Facebook has been trying to copyright and website names they're trying to buy, and a lot of them has something to do with Meta. It could be MetaBook, Metaverse, MetaWorld, Meta something. So they are focused in the metaverse. They are focused in the world of VR. So that is what, that would be the keyword, one of the names.
You know what? I suspect it's going to be, instead of Facebook, it's just going to be Bodybook.
Bodybook.
BB. Bodybook.
Virtual book or...
Virtual book. That sounds actually nice.
Yeah. Or, yeah, MetaBook or something like that. Well, yeah, in any case, that's that. So traditionally also, speaking of Google, they also had not a name change, but they also restructured their entire company.
Yep.
To split all the parts into individual companies responsible for their own cash flow, and they created a company called Alphabet.
Yep.
That is on top of it. So Alphabet seems quite generic from the very get-go, but it's actually Alphabet.
Oh!
Wow. Mind blown, right?
I mean, I learn new things every day. I mean, these things I didn't know. I knew about Alphabet, but I didn't know about it was Alpha and Bet.
Yeah.
Like, okay, good. Thank you. So, I learn new things every day.
So, so hopefully Facebook comes up with an equally interesting and intelligent name.
I hope if they do use Bodybook, they give us some copyrights or... at least some certain...
Mark Zuckerberg, you heard it here first. If you use Bodybook, you got to give us some sort of royalty.
Please. Okay. All right, up next. Clubhouse adds pin links. Seems like Clubhouse has been steadily dropping releases on a weekly basis so it can stay relevant in the news. And it's working. this week they have announced the ability to add pinned links on top of the room. So if you guys have used Clubhouse, so just imagine entering in the room itself. You just, before seeing like the individuals there, you see actually the pin-up link, and only that you see the individuals in the room. The people at Clubhouse explained that it will provide amazing use cases, some of which includes links to games, YouTube videos, polls, podcasts, subscriptions, reading a book, discovering new content, and more. By doing this, we are certain now Clubhouse isn't planning to create its own version of every service already available elsewhere. Instead, they are planning to be better at audio social by allowing users more easily to move in and out of the app with the links here and there. Clubhouse, yeah. I mean, like, every week Clubhouse has been surprising me with different sorts of updates, and every time they come up with new updates, it's good for the users. Mm-hmm. Like, it makes things way much more easier for us.
Yeah.
Being a staunch Clubhouse user, and I mean, I suspect that Clubhouse in the far future, maybe something big, like really big, compared to just right now. What do you think about this? Like, I want to see your perspective on this.
I like that Clubhouse is bringing back this version of social media that has been gone a long time ago. Yep. This part where I want to be good at something and be really good at one or two things, and I leave the rest to everyone else.
Yeah.
And I'm not afraid of allowing the users to link what they want that directs people out of the app. Like, Facebook has been trying to create their version of everything.
Yep, true.
Because the last thing they want is for people to leave the app.
Yep.
And go somewhere else. Because as long as someone stays in Facebook, they can track what the people are doing and they can serve ads on them.
Yep.
So they have Facebook for photos, videos, stories, Clubhouse version of Facebook, news version of Facebook, shopping version of Facebook, everything. Facebook has a version of everything.
Yeah.
So that becomes a problem, because when you have your own version of everything, you're not good at anything.
I mean, like, it doesn't create the unique selling point. I mean, like, it does in some certain aspects, but like, I always believe that, you know, Facebook was more of a social platform, and then when it comes to Instagram, it's more of an image platform. Then Clubhouse is more of a social, like, voice platform. So, like you said, Facebook takes everything and just puts it in one, cramps up in one social platform, and it's a bit, I'm not gonna lie, it's a bit annoying, but just gotta deal with it, I guess.
Yeah. So it's nice, and I do like that if they do this, if other social media platforms also start doing this as well. And, you know, Twitter says, hey, you can actually share stuff out of Twitter, yep, and into Twitter from somewhere else. And that'll be nice. Then it's a bit more collaborative environment rather than a competitive environment.
Yep.
Everyone, stop dry scooping. Every year or so, an outrageously stupid challenge will appear on social media, which will harm the lives of youngsters. Dry scooping is one such phenomenon, which involves gym goers dumping a scoop of dry protein powder directly into their mouths. Some TikTok videos would even pair the powder with alcohol and or more caffeine. It's literally suicidal. The trend racked up over 8 million views and likes, so 8 million likes on TikTok alone. So we are not reporting this so that we are asking you to dry scoop. We're telling you not to do it, because Nelson Chow from the Cohen Children's Medical Center told Insider that, quote, while most would see it as a harmless stunt, it's actually quite dangerous. Powdered caffeine is extremely potent, sometimes containing the equivalent of dozens of cups of coffee in one scoop.
That I did not know.
It's a lot. It's crazy. And, you know, you imagine the heart palpitations that happen. So he went on to say that the trend is dangerous because the great potential for accidental overconsumption and inhalation of the powder. You see, you take the powder, you choke on it, you cough, and then you inhale and it goes into the wrong tract.
Oh, then it's screwed. Oh, okay,
right, so that
bad.
Is one of
that's
the things
bad.
That might happen. Right, but they could also lead to heart palpitations because of all the caffeine that you're getting, cramps, vomiting, unconsciousness, and even death.
I mean, guys, I know in order for you to live your life to the fullest, you gotta risk it, but not in a stupid way like this. Like,
yeah,
it is, it's just practically you shooting yourself in the foot.
Yes. YOLO doesn't mean do whatever you like to do and hope that you get out of it alive. YOLO means you only have one life to live. Make the best out of it.
Correct. You know, be a smart citizen and don't kill yourself too soon.
I think it was 2 weeks ago. Sorry, not 2 weeks. 2 years ago or 3 years ago, there was another stunt in the US called the... that name escaped me. It was actually a detergent. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a laundry detergent in a little capsule.
Oh, then they eat it or something.
They eat it, yeah. What is that name? I used it a lot when I was in the US. It's actually very nice because you have the detergent plus the softener in one capsule.
Oh, that's cool, actually. Yeah.
So, and before that, there was another one where they actually choke themselves and pass out.
I mean, like, I heard of the turmeric powder that they actually sniff on it or something like that. There was once upon a time, was it turmeric powder or some caffeine powder that it was a challenge as well, which was really ridiculous. I mean, like, this challenge is all of it. It's just pushing boundaries, that's what I feel. But sometimes it will take a toll onto yourself and it's a really bad thing.
Turmeric powder.
Eat it properly. Just be a normal human being. It's not supposed to be in your nose, you know. It's supposed to be in your mouth.
So, yes, I know you like to gain followers. I know you like to gain engagements and all that, but that's not how you do it.
Correct. Don't do that. I mean, like, okay, what was your favorite challenge? I mean, like, one of my favorite challenge throughout these years of social media, I think still my personal favorite has been the Harlem Shake. That was fun. Mm. I mean, that wasn't like too risky or anything, it was just funny.
Remember there was this other challenge where people had to stack up milk cartons and walk on it?
Oh yeah!
Like one step after another and then it walked down a bit.
That was so dangerous.
People were breaking bones doing that. I don't know, I mean, yeah. To me, it's natural selection. Like, because we don't have things like disease, famine and all that. And this is the way we weed out the low IQ people.
Crowd control, I guess.
We're overpopulated anyway, so it does make sense.
Alright, next. Instagram enables desktop posting for videos and images. Finally, Instagram is allowing users to post videos and images on its desktop site. This will make it easier for creators and social media managers to manage Instagram accounts compared to their mobile devices. But don't get too excited. This feature is still quite limiting. As for now, we can post videos of less than 1 minute in a length and it will not include stories or reels. So just IGTV, guys.
Not IGTV, it's not just videos.
Just videos.
Yeah, less than 1 minute.
So
it's not even IGTV.
Like, they removed it already, right?
I think it's still available to a lot of people, but I think ultimately they're going to remove IGTV from everybody. And it's just going to be videos. So videos less than 1 minute and videos over 1 minute, although it's not called IGTV, the settings are different because the requirement is different.
Yep.
If it's less than 1 minute, you can do this and that. Like, more than 1 minute, you can do this and that.
Correct.
Things that you can't do. Yeah.
And that's where it comes with stories and reels as well, right?
Yes.
All right. To be fair, we have been able to upload photos and videos on Instagram's desktop site for a while via inspector mode on our browser. But this makes it official and more integrated. The function is available to all beginning this week. So guys, desktop users, be happy about this.
It's nice because social media managers can actually do it right now. But of course, we have been doing it with the Creator Studio, which is a different version, it's a more integrated version of how to manage your content. Mm-hmm. You can bulk upload, you can bulk edit and all this kind of stuff. You can do a lot more things than just posting one by one.
Correct.
But there are also people who are small time creators who do editing on their desktop or their laptop. And they don't want to keep transferring their visuals over to the phone in order to do the uploading. So they can actually do the uploading on the desktop, the web browser itself. Yep.
I mean, it's easier and it's way much more convenient. At the same time, you save a lot of time.
Yep. Last but not least, the most shocking news of the week. Former US president launches new social media. Donald Trump will launch a new social media platform called Truth, which he says will, quote, stand up to big tech, like Twitter, Facebook, who both banned his account. So I think it's just a very, very bitter old man who is not happy that he got banned on social media. So he creates a new social media where he can say whatever he wants to say.
Yep.
This is the first product that will come up from the merger between Trump Media and Technology Group, forming TMTG, a very creative name, because TM is Trump Media and TG is Technology Group. So TMTG. Yeah. The new social platform, according to Donald Trump Jr., which is the son, will give voice to the suppressed conservatives in the US and all around the world, conservative people. So, yeah. So what do you think about this? Truth Media or Truth?
Finally a challenger, I guess. I mean, like, I always seen social media sites, it's a matter of what you want, what they want you to see. There's some certain things that's filtered out. Mm-hmm. And we will always focus on the side that what social media portrays, and we focus on that. And some people, they rarely get to see the other side of the story.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with this, it gives us a better insight of the other side of the story, essentially, mm-hmm. instead of hearing on one side of the story. So I'm actually looking forward for this. Despite Donald Trump being him, yeah, I think it's a good approach, and let's just see what happens. I think, honestly, it's something that I would download just to see what's up there.
Okay. I like the idea of having a new social media platform that, you know, challenges the status quo and gives a different perspective on it.
Yep.
But I have a sneaky suspicion that this Truth Social or Truth Media or whatever is going to be a bunch of conservative anti-vaxxers complaining about the world and hating on everything. I hope that the more sensible ones will come out and actually give a better perspective, better opinion on what happens and what's going on. But if it's just going to be a bunch of angry white men just like screaming their hearts out because they're not happy that where US is going, the rest of the world is going, then it's not a social media platform for me.
Yeah, true. But let's just see what happens. Like, for me, I just want to see what they are planning to do with this. I want to see the whole interface of it. And I mean, like, kudos to Donald Trump, lah. That's all I can say. All right.
Okay, let's wrap this up.
Social Media Weekly podcast is available on Anchor FM, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Our full videos are available on YouTube, and we post bits and clips on Instagram and Facebook.
If you like Social Media Weekly, it would really help if you could rate and review it on the podcast feeder of your choice and on YouTube so more can discover it. Social Media Weekly is on the lookout for regular co-hosts to bring some more depth to the show. If you're interested, simply drop me an email at Sean, that is S-H-A-W-N, at virtualpeddlers.com. This is Social Media Weekly, episode 27th October 2021. My name is Sean.
And I'm Jay, and I bid you an adieu.
See you next week. Bye.
Bye-bye.